Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. Casey, I know that one of the topics that has been a hot topic in the middle of this pandemic are disconnections and how people are making their budgets stretch to the probably the tiniest little degree that they possibly can. And today you have some options for all of the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member owners on payment options.
Yes, and thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to talk about this information. The COVID-19 pandemic has certainly created a series of enormous hardships. And so we want to just talk a little bit about what REC is doing to help in this difficult time that we're all dealing with. So one of the things that I wanted to let everybody know is that Rappahannock Electric Cooperative is proactively reaching out to its member owners to help them establish payment plans. And those payment plans are being set up to extend up to a year. And we're doing that because we really want to help our member owners avoid falling so far behind that it will become an overwhelming hurdle for them to try to catch back up. And so we reach out to our member owners and we offer that option to them, or our member owners can reach out to us and talk about that option as well. Anybody that wants to set up a payment arrangement can also do that themselves. So we give them the opportunity to use our automated phone system. So if they call into the cooperative, they can choose the automated option that allows them to set up a payment arrangement. Or for member owners who utilize My REC Smart Hub, they can go into their My REC Smart Hub account and they can set up a payment arrangement there as well. But you know, our goal, as I said, is really just to help our member owners to avoid falling so far behind that they will have even more of a difficult time trying to catch back up. And like you said, we have suspended disconnections. There is a governor's order that prohibits you from disconnecting during this time. And certainly, regardless of that order, that's not something that we would have wanted to do to our members anyway. We care about our members. We care about the issues that they're facing. So we would not have created an additional challenge for them to try to overcome. So the reason that we want to talk about these payment options is just so that people are more aware of the options that are available to them, so that you don't feel like you have an option of either paying or not paying. So we want to make sure that you know that we're here for you and we want to help.
Well, and I want to make sure that I at least point out too, Casey, that we had conversations through the podcast series in early March and late February, I believe, and Rappahannock Electric Cooperative had already made the decision that you were not going to be doing disconnections based on non-payment even before the governor's order. So I just want to make sure people understand that you guys were kind of ahead of the game on that particular issue.
Yeah, well, thanks for reminding people of that, Janet. Yeah, and you know, we really do care about our member owners. You know, we're your local electric cooperative, we're your neighbors. And so, like I said, we wouldn't want to do something that would create an additional hardship for somebody in this time.
Do you guys still offer budget billing for somebody who maybe has been able to manage so far, but as we all have learned, we never know what next week or next month is going to bring?
We do still offer budget billing so that you really know what to expect your bill to be. You can't choose what that amount will be that you'll pay on a monthly basis. It works as an average of your previous electric use. And so the amount is determined and shared with you so that when you're making the decision to enroll in budget billing or not, you'll know what that budget billing amount will be that you'll receive your monthly bill. So that's a great option for somebody who wants more consistency every month in the amount that they're going to pay. And signing up for budget billing is pretty simple. The easiest way is just to give us a call at our 1-800 number, 1-800-552-3904. Even though we have closed the front lobbies, we still have member service representatives available to assist any of our member owners by phone or through the web chat feature on our website. And so reach out to us and let us know if you want budget billing. The amount that you are assigned for your budget billing monthly payment, it is periodically adjusted during the year, and it's adjusted based on your energy use. So we communicate with you through your electric bill to let you know if there's going to be any change. And those changes typically occur in the spring and then again later in the fall.
And that's good to know too, because I know we've done podcast series talking about smart thermostats. So if I get a smart thermostat and suddenly am using less energy, my budget billing could go down because my overall energy usage has gone down.
Yeah, that's a great point. It really helps you to maintain not just your energy budget, but your family budget in general.
Are there other things that I should be considering when it comes to paying my electric bill?
Yes, another option that I want to make sure our members are aware we offer would be prepay. Prepay is exactly what it sounds like. It's the option to pay for your electricity without receiving a monthly bill. So we set up members on a prepay account, and the prepay balance is calculated every day. And members can choose when and how frequently they want to make a prepayment every day, a prepayment every week, and a prepayment every month if they want to. And then they just have to manage the amount of money they have added to their prepay account based on how much energy they use. We make it really easy for people to be able to do this through the MyREC Smart Hub account. And so they can go online and they can look at their hourly energy use. They can look at their daily energy use, and it helps them be aware prior to us sending them notifications about the amount available in their prepaid balance. But it helps them to be more aware of how much energy they're using and the effect that that energy use is going to have on the amount that they pay. It also is a good option for someone who may not receive a regular income. So if it's difficult for you to pay your electric bill on a monthly basis and it would be more convenient for you to pay every week, then this is a good option for you to be able to do that.
Yeah, I could see where that would really come in handy, especially for people who are seasonal workers. They may want to prepay ahead of time in the season that they're working. And then when they're not working for a month or two at a time, they would be okay because they've paid ahead.
Exactly. And this really helps people to make smart decisions and just become more aware. If you never before paid attention to the fact that maybe you had lights on in the house that didn't need to be on because you weren't in the room, then you might start to notice those types of actions that you take and turn it off when you leave the room because you want to reduce your energy use as much as possible so that you can have more control over how much you spend.
That might be a really cool experiment for so many parents that have kids at home right now, is to switch over to prepay for a couple of days and tell the teenagers if they're going to start using all of the stuff in the house, they're going to have to start paying for the energy and the electricity that they're using.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. That would certainly give them a real life lesson on financial management. That's a great idea.
Do you still offer the ability for someone to do a gift certificate? So let's say I'm in a position where I'm okay with my electric bill and I'm okay with my bills, but I know that a friend or a family member is really struggling. Am I able to call Rappahannock Electric and say, I want to give $100 towards so-and-so's electric bill? Does it work that way?
Yes, we have a gift of electricity program, and that program prior to this pandemic is something that people traditionally participated in, usually around the holidays when they were trying to gift someone in a unique and special way. But we certainly have tried to make members more aware during this time that that's a great way to help someone in need. And so it's pretty simple, and we have information about it on our website. But again, you just contact us or go online and get the gift of electricity form. It is a PDF form, and you'll have to send it to us with the amount that you want to contribute to someone else's bill. But that is a great way. The recipient will be credited for whatever the amount you have gifted to them will be, and you'll receive confirmation. They'll also receive a letter letting them know that someone has made a donation to their account. And what's also great about it is that you can choose to do that anonymously or not. You can decide if you want to let the person know or if you want to keep it anonymous. We highly encourage anybody who is in a good financial position to help someone during these challenging times.
Casey, if I want to pay, are there ways that I can do it that are contactless or touch-free, so to speak?
Absolutely. The easiest way for anybody to make a payment to their REC electric bill would be through My REC Smart Hub. And that's our online electric account tool that's a free tool for all of our member owners. If you've never used it before, it's really easy to create your account online. Just go to myrec.smarthub.coop and make sure that you have your electric bill or your REC account number handy, because you will need that to create an account for the first time. But once you have created your account, you can use the tool to make one-time payments, to set up auto payments, and to access a lot of other really useful information about your electric account. The other option, and this is really convenient, we have 4 local offices, and you know, you'd be surprised that we have a lot of members who visit our local offices every month to pay their electric bill. And I've said before when we've talked that we know that one option doesn't fit everybody's needs. And so that's why we have so many. And since we have closed our front counters and our front lobbies because of the pandemic, you know, we want people to know that we still have our payment kiosks, which are at each of our local offices. And anybody who would like to go to the kiosk and make a payment is able to do so. You can use cash, check, or credit card to make your payment at the kiosk. It's pretty simple. You just follow the instructions on the screen, but those are available 24/7. So if you need to make the payment in person, you know, that option's available to you. But again, the easiest way would be My REC Smart Hub. So if you're not using that free online tool, now is a great time to try it out.
I absolutely love My REC Smart Hub. It sends me a notification when my bill is ready. I just click on the notification. I go in, I pay. And then while I'm there, of course, I nose around at my energy usage. I know we've done a podcast on Smart Hub, and it's one of my favorite apps.
Oh, good. Yeah. I forgot to mention that it's a mobile app. So, you know, how convenient is that to have all of your electric account information right at your fingertips? And I know a lot of people don't think about their electricity until the power goes out, but this tool really provides you information that is beneficial for you to be able to manage your account, but also information about your energy use so that you can make decisions about how you're using electricity and identify ways to save. I'm glad you mentioned the app because it's a great resource.
Casey, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you know, I just wanted to end it by saying that, you know, we're not pressuring anybody to make a payment. We certainly understand the hard times that so many people are facing because of the pandemic. But we just want people to be aware. If you can pay anything on your electric bill to avoid making it so difficult for you to catch up, then we're here to help you figure out how to set up that payment arrangement. Your electric cooperative is your energy expert, your local connection. And so don't hesitate to reach out to us and talk to us about what challenges you might be facing so that we can help you find a solution.